Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn an intermediate Ableton Live 12 workflow to create a BennyPage style field recording texture with warm, tape-like grit. We'll take a raw street or station recording, process it with 3-band saturation, crackle and micropitch movement, and resample a stereo clip that sits under a 174-175 BPM drum and bass loop. The end result is a reusable audio effect rack and committed audio you can drop into edits. What you will build: a BennyPage field texture rack that splits the recording into low, mid and high bands. Band appropriate analog style saturation, vinyl crackle, mild bit reduction and subtle grain. Micro pitch while slash flutter and grain for tape irregularity. 3 macros: grit, crackle and movement. A resampled, sidechained stereo texture ready under a 174-175 BPM loop. Keep session tempo around 174-175 BPM. We'll use Live 12 stock devices: EQ8, saturator, vinyl distortion, redux, erosion, grain delay, utility, compressor, audio effect rack, simpler and resampling. A. Prep and import. Start by capturing or importing an 8/32 field recording. Market chatter, footsteps, traffic, rain, station ambience or cassette hiss work well. Drop it onto an Audino track and name it Field Raw. If you don't need time stretching, set Warp OFF to preserve character. If you plan to loop or tempo sync, choose Complex to preserve tonality or beats for percussive ambience. For this lesson, assume Warp OFF. B. Clean and focus. Insert EQ8 right after the clip. High pass gently at 4060 Hz to remove rumble that will conflict with sub bass. If the recording is harsh, make a subtle 2-4 dB cut in 2-6 kHz. If you want a touch more warmth, add a gentle shelf of +1 to +2 dB around 200-800 Hz. This pre-shaping prevents unwanted frequencies from being exaggerated by the grit stages. C. Create a 3-band parallel rack. Create an audio effect rack on the Field Raw track and open the chain list. Make 3 chains. Chain low. Insert an EQ8 and filter so it passes below roughly 250 Hz. Chain mid, band pass roughly 250 Hz to 3.5 kHz. Chain high, pass everything above about 3.5 kHz. Map chain volumes or use the rack's crossfades to bounce low, mid and high from one view. Rename the rack field texture 3-band. D. Band specific processing. Now the core sound design. Different treatment per band. Low chain. Add a saturator set to analog clip or soft sign. Drive modestly. Aim for roughly 1.54 dB of apparent drive. Put a glue compressor after the saturator with fast attack 15 ms and a moderate ratio 2:14:1 to glue transients like tape compression. Don't add makeup gain. Add a utility and set width close to 100, right arrow 80%, map to a macro for tightening if needed. Mid chain. Use saturator with more drive around 36 dB and a soft clipping curve for harmonic warmth. Add vinyl distortion with a small amount, around 7-15%, to impart mechanical, transport-style grit. Keep wear lower and don't engage crackle here. We will centralize crackle in the high chain. Add erosion set to pink noise at a very low amount, 5-12%, for subtle broadband texture. Finish with a gentle compressor around 2:1 to control mid dynamics. High chain. Use vinyl distortion as the main crackle source. Raise crackle to taste. Start 10-25%, and add a touch of mechanical to get clicks and transport noise. Insert redux. Set bits to about 12-14 and downsample to -22-32 kHz for subtle degradation. Keep the amount low so it remains textural, not brittle. Add grain delay with very small size 1/12 ms. Spray low and feedback near 0.5%. This creates micro smear and small delays that help simulate tape wear. Map its dry slash wet to the movement macro. E. Global grit and movement at the rack root. Add another subtle saturator post-merge for overall harmonic coloration. Set drive low about 1-3 dB and map it to macro 1, grit. Map macro 2 to the high chain vinyl distortions crackle, so one knob controls audible crackle. Map macro 3, movement, to grain delay dry slash wet and to a very small micro pitch modulation. If Live 12 has an LFO device, add it and map it to clip transpose slash detune or to track transpose. Use a very slow rate 1 Hz and amount ±3.15. Use a sine or slightly irregular shape for tape-like flutter. If you don't have an LFO, automate tiny detune slash transpose changes or map a small clip detune range to the macro. This combo gives you tape wow and subtle pitch and stability map to one control. F. Parallel wet slash dry and saving the rack at a dry slash wet control so you can blend the processed texture with the dry signal. You can do this with a utility before the rack or by using chain volumes. Target a wet blend between 30-60% as a starting point for naturalness. Save the whole audio effect rack as Benny Page Field Texture Rack. J. Resample and commit. Create a new audio track named Field Resample. Set its input to resampling, or route the field raw track post effects into it. Arm and record a 4/8 bar loop of the process texture. Record several takes with different macro settings. More grit, more crackle, more movement, so you have options. Import the recorded clip back into the session, consolidate into a single sample if necessary, and trim fades to avoid clicks. H. Final mix placement. At cue the resampled clip again. HB at 4060 Hz, and a gentle low mid notch if it conflicts with bass. Insert a compressor set to sidechain to the drum bus with a ratio around 2:1:3:1, attack 5:10 ms and release tune to the kick slash snare rhythm. This ducks the texture musically under drums. Use utility to keep low frequencies mono, collapse below /200 Hz or reduce width on the low band. Lower the level so the texture supports the drums, not competes. Start around -12 dB to -8 dB relative to drums and adjust by ear. I. Optional tape bus resample for extra cohesion. Create a return with saturator right arrow gentle warm EQ shelf around 200-600 Hz right arrow glue compressor right arrow vinyl distortion low. Send the resampled clip to this bus for final warm glue. Important, subtlety matters. Benny Page textures are organic, preserve transient life and intelligible ambience. Common mistakes to avoid: too much saturation. It will push the texture in front of drums and bass. Use parallel blending. Aggressive redux or bits. Too low bits makes the sound brittle and digital. Keep bits around 12-14 and low downsample. Forgetting to high pass. Infrasonic rumble clashes with sub bass. Overdoing crackle. Full-time heavy crackle becomes noisy. Automate it and use it tastefully. Poor stereo management. Wide sub information causes phase problems. Keep lows mono, not resampling. Keeping many live devices on uses CPU and makes committing the sound harder. Resample when happy. Pro tips: use macros for grit, crackle and movement, and record macro automation across the arrangement for evolving texture. Use short fades and crossfades when slicing resampled clips to avoid clicks and ensure loop continuity. Apply a gentle side high shelf boost with mid slash side EQ to give ambient space, while keeping the center clean for bass. Layer different field recordings by frequency band for richer texture. Automate grain delay rate and spray slowly over 4/8 bars to evolve movement. Save the 3-band rack with snapshots like clean, warm, grungy, and crackle only. Mini practice exercise goal: make a 4-bar Benny Page field texture under a 174 BPM amen break. Steps. 1. Import a 12/22nd field recording and name it practice field. 2. Load or build the field texture 3-band rack. 3. Map macro 1 equals grit, macro 2 equals crackle, macro 3 equals movement. 4. Set macro 1 to 35%, macro 2 to 20%, macro 3 to 15%. 5. Resample 4 bars into a new audio track. 6. Drop an amen break on another track and set tempo to 174 BPM. 7. Sidechain compress the resampled field to the drum bus as described. 8. Balance so the texture supports the drum loop without masking snare highs. 9. Save the result as practice Benny Field 174. Desired outcome: the texture should add warmth and mechanical wear while ducking comfortably under kick and snare. Recap: you've built a Benny Page field recording texture by cleaning and splitting the source into 3 bands, applying band-specific saturation, vinyl mechanics, and mild bit reduction, adding micro pitch while slash flutter via grain delay and an LFO for movement, mapping macros for grit, crackle, and movement, resampling the processed texture and sidechaining it under drums. Final checklist and troubleshooting: if it's too forward or noisy, reduce wet percentage, back off post-rack saturator, lower crackle and cut offending mid-slash-highs. If it sounds thin after redux, increase bits towards 16 or reduce downsample. Blend redux with dry signal. If it sounds static, increase movement grain delay plus LFO. Automate rates or add more erosion for subtle variance. If it clashes with sub-bass, raise HP def to 5080 Hz on the texture or mono the low end. Save your audio effect rack and multiple resampled takes named clearly. That way you'll have quick options to drop into mixes and edits. Thanks for following this lesson. The magic here is small, musical adjustments, map sensible macro ranges, record multiple takes, automate tastefully, and you'll have an authentic Benny Page-style field texture that sits under your drum and bass edits.